Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait, a Canelan podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through Fifth Grade. I am very excited to be joined by Mrs. Ward today. So glad you could join us. Take a moment to introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Courtney Ward. I am the principal of Blackberry Creek Elementary School. I am excited to help lead this district. I was born and raised Canelan, attended all Canelan schools, kindergarten through senior year, and excited to be back and leading the district.
Perfect. Excellent. It's fun to see someone that has gone through as a student and now back as an employee as well. So that's very exciting to have you. We are talking today about CHAMPS, which is really looking at setting behavior structures and expectations within our elementary classroom. So tell us a little bit from your perspective, both as a teacher, when you were a teacher at Canelan, and then as that administrator, assistant principal, into principalship. What is CHAMPS, and what are some ways that parents, families can talk about CHAMPS with their students?
Sure. CHAMPS is a proactive, evidence-based classroom management approach that helps teachers create a positive learning environment in their classroom. CHAMPS is actually an acronym, and it stands, each letter stands for something in particular. So C is conversation, H is help, A is activity, M is movement, P is participation, and then the S is for success. So if you do all of the letters, C-H-A-M-P, and you do all of those correctly, then that leads to success in the classroom. Teachers address these elements before starting activities so that it ensures smoother lessons and effective learning for students because they know what to expect before they even get started on the task at hand.
So do you see when you visit classrooms the teacher sharing those expectations? Do you also see students knowing them and sharing them? Do you see them, you know, holding their peers accountable to it? Or is it, you know, more a teacher-driven aspect of the classroom?
Really, it depends on the activity. It's kind of a spectrum. Depending on the type of activity, it might be more teacher-led or at earlier parts in the school year where the students are getting used to those. But as the year progressive and especially the higher grades, you really see the students take ownership of those where they are championing out the expectations before they get started on activities. And then students do hold each other accountable. You know, if their table mates are getting loud, they might say, hey, remember, we're supposed to be at a level one for this activity. So it does help empower them to take that ownership of the management in their classroom and keep each other on task for learning.
Love it. And do you see the CHAMPS expectations differ in the different learning environments, like classroom to hallway to, you know, even probably within the classroom, they differ depending on the different activity, like you said?
Absolutely. Exploratories looks different than the classroom. Oh, sure, the lunchroom looks different than exploratories. We even use them at recess. So really, they're just defining those expectations for whatever environment they're in and even using for that transition time, too, between activities, hallway time. CHAMPS can be used for it all. And being that unified system in all of the elementary schools just helps students know what to expect because it doesn't change from classroom to classroom. Those expectations or the levels are consistent.
Perfect. Perfect. And it is something that starts at early childhood or kindergarten.
Starts at early childhood. It's just a modified version because developmentally they're not ready to kind of tackle all of the letters. So it is used more at their developmental level, but still done at the early childhood.
Perfect. Sounds like something for sure that parents could be asking their students about, starting at the age of three if they're in our early childhood program, all the way up through fifth grade for sure. And by the way, our preschool is housed at Blackberry Creek. And if students or families have an interest in any of our preschool early childhood programs, it's something that they could explore by stopping by and checking in with Mrs. Ward as well. We want to definitely share that out there with our community because it is housed currently at Blackberry Creek for all of our community. So thank you very much for sharing a little bit about CHAMPS today. A little bit about an upcoming event. We are very excited about our retirement celebration for Dr. Layden. We have an open house coming up to celebrate his retirement this December. Please check out our website for the specific day and time to celebrate. After 9 years, he will be retiring this holiday season. And so we hope you stop out and as we say goodbye to Dr. Layden. As always, we have our secret code. You can email 302seconds at caneland.org. And our secret code today is Night Pride. And so make sure you email to get into our weekly raffle. And make sure you check out our last episode, December 17th. And we will be taking a holiday break then until 2025. Have a great day.